I'll answer all of those if you're finished.
I've had numerous complaints about the speeding on our road. We call constantly, and nobody does anything. Even when the road was torn up, there were drag racing through it because it was a nice gravel road. You could go sliding all over the place on your way home. It's ridiculous. There is no respect for those of us that do live here. And it is hard to get it harder and harder to get out of our driveways.
Okay, let's do traffic first.
Okay.
You got two aldermen and one former sitting here. I will tell you there is not a street in the city of Franklin or Muskego or Milwaukee or anywhere in southeast Wisconsin where speeding is not a problem.
Okay.
I will also tell you, with the exception of St. Martin's Road, probably, that those people who are speeding are your neighbors. I said, with the exception of St. Martin's Road. Now, McShane may be too, okay, because it's a cut through. I get it. Believe me, I've been around. So, speeding is not good criteria for city planning. Planning the roads properly for that is, okay, just so we all know. It would be foolhardy for us to turn down a development because of speeding somewhere else. That's just not the way we do things. Now, road capacity, Mr. City Engineer.
If you get on the state's website, they actually have the latest traffic counts that they've done. They have 2,400 cars for South North Cape, but that's a rate. That's not necessarily the number of cars per day. That's like if I go home, go 55 miles an hour, but I only live a few miles away. It's a difference. So it's a rate, not the total volume. So we do have a study that was done for the school corporation for the Muskego School Corporation that we made them do. It appears that the area that we were talking about in South North Cape is roughly 1,300 cars per day total. Looking at what the state says is the capacity for a two-lane road like that, it's like 12,500. So obviously we're way below the capacity of a road. The 2,500 is the capacity for where you start having to look at bypass lanes because you're concerned about the turning movements. We made the school go through a lot of hoops trying to justify the level of service. It's a level of service A. With the number of cars, I would assume most of them would go north. It's just an educated guess. But having said that, I can't imagine that the cars in this would be anywhere near the capacity for the road.
Well,
that answer the question?
If you go there like during the rush hour, it's like
okay,
4 o'clock to 6 o'clock, you'll see traffic backed up all over the place. Okay, tonight when I came here, there was 15 cars coming east on St. Martin's Road
backed up at the stop sign. I was three or four back on North Cape Road. That's an average day.
Yeah.
Okay. Forest Home can't handle much more than what it's got because it's a two-lane road. North Cape is supposedly a residential. People are supposed to be going off onto Forest Home because that was the idea of Forest Home being the bypass for it. But that hasn't got the capacity to handle this kind of traffic flow either at this point. I mean, I understand you're looking at a 24-hour period, not a one-hour period. Look at the one-hour period or two-hour period. And in the morning, it's bad. In the evening, it's bad. At noon, it's okay.
Michael, you're going to be the first guy in this crowd where I say, thank you very much for your comments. Your 3 minutes are up. Do I get points for being polite at least?
Yes, no.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak? Well, unless she gets up, pointing at her doesn't do any good.
By the traffic McMahon, 7618 South North Cape Road. About the traffic one, there's a lot of traffic, yeah, but there's congestion. There's nowhere for these people to go coming out of this. They're going to Countrydale. They can't get in the parking lot, so they're parking on the side of a two-lane street all the way around the corner from the school to Romy's. Nobody can turn right. You can't go straight on St. Martin's. It, once they start turning around the corner of Iromi's, the people back up don't have anywhere to go to turn. It's just congested. And your traffic, if you're going to do a traffic survey, you should do one when that school is built. Wouldn't that be, I mean, just an estimate is not a very, I mean, you should do it when the school's built and during school, when Country Dale is, people are going to school. Because it's really, it's congested. It's congested all the way up to my house sometimes. I can't even get out of the driveway. But I really came up here to say is I'm against the rezone, okay? That would put too many houses on that little piece of property. If I was always under the understanding that more houses are going to bring more children to the area, and then the children are going to go to school, so our school taxes would probably go up because we have to house, what, maybe 25 to 50 more kids going to school. So that would be a burden on us for school tax. And then if you kept it to R3 and you put less houses, you would get more property tax, which would be better for the city than putting the burden on us and it's for the school tax. And then the burden on us also for if you put the water lines in. I mean, we're, like I said, it's an older neighborhood, and people can't afford that, you know, that anymore. It's so high up. Why put the burden on us? The cul-de-sac thing is important to me. Like Donnie said, if there's not a road exiting, I believe, I'm not for sure on this, but that's too long of a cul-de-sac to not have another exit. I believe that, I don't know if there's an ordinance or a law that says that the length of a cul-de-sac without having an extra exit, because I believe it'd be a fire hazard, and it would be a cost to the city when the snow plows go in there. With one straight cul-de-sac, where are you going to put the snow? They're going to have to take extra measures to remove the snow out of there, you know, to get it out of there without that extra road off to the side. Even if it had an extra road, you're still not going to have anywhere at the end of that to put snow but in somebody's yard.
Where it goes.
You know, right? That's where it goes. I think a traffic study would be good, like I said. And I think that's it.
Okay, so let me respond, if I may, to your school children question issue. What people don't know is state aids to the school district are calculated based on growth in the school district. Not growth in assessed value, but growth in students. So the school district actually needs a percentage, and I have a number from way back when, it's probably wrong, but they need a quantity of new students every year to get an increase in their state aids for pupils. So I don't want to speak for the school district, but they would like some more kids in the schools.
But does that have ours too? If there's more school, like if there's
oh, yeah.
If the aid doesn't cover it, then we cover it.
Correct. Now, relative to number of houses and house sizes, I've been doing this a long time, so I apologize if I get a little ahead of the game here, but small lots with bigger houses are more value to the taxing bodies than larger lots with the same size houses on them, because you don't get the gross tax dollars difference that the smaller lots with the larger houses have on them. If you have 25 lots with $400,000 homes, that's a lot more valuable to the city than 15 lots with $400,000 homes.
I was told it's, the other way around.
Well, but if you, I understand that. If you go have an adult beverage and lean back in your chair and think about it for a minute, it makes perfect sense. Small lots, big houses are best for cities. More bang for your buck.
Yeah,
all of that, I'm just giving you explanation. I'm not saying your issues are invalid. So thank you.
Thanks.
Roger, are you going to yell at me? Excellent.
Roger Petrusky, address 7660 South Northgate Road. I'm just going to come at this a little different perspective than everybody else involved there. First of all, I'm against changing the joint to an R3. I've been living in my house for 45 years.
Did we get your address, Roger?
Yes, I did. I can repeat it.
No, I'm just
45 years, the city of Franklin, for that area of the city, have given us nothing. North Cape Road, I was arguing them for years and years and years to replace it. They kept ignoring us. The sewer, I had a fight with them tooth and nail to get sewer in that area. And they just, personally, I think they consider it like the slum of St. Martin's because they just ignore it. Why can't the city, instead of putting all his homes with all his acres, why can't they put a park there? Plant some trees. Help us do something for our area. Instead of throwing, and I understand the city wants to make money, wants to stick more houses. Franklin is full of houses. And we probably got a lot of parks, but nobody ever does anything for that section of the city. And you got the fair there. You got congestion of the school. People are parking on North Cape whenever there's activities. If they incorporated some kind of a design where you could have a park, maybe off-site parking to handle the overflow of the school, I think it's a better deal than all this.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
Thank
all I guess.
Okay, we're getting into a bad habit here.
Well, so everybody knows, this is a great developer.
Right.
Everybody should get to know you. My name's Lee Fry. I own the property that's adjacent to this, the 8 acres next to it. I didn't get affected by this more than anybody probably, but I'm very much against it.
Your address?
It's too many homes in the area.
What's your address, Rick?
I'm sorry? 12045 West St. Martin's. Everybody in this neighborhood, I've been in this neighborhood for 50 years since I was a toddler. We waited 50 years for North Cape and St. Martin's to get finally done with. Now you guys want to tear it up. That's insanity. We got zoning for a reason because basically we like this community. Everybody here is for a reason. We're very passionate about our community because we like the way it is. It's kind of small and old and weird the way we like it. That's the way it is. But to put that many homes in that property is just not going to fly. For one, most of these people don't even know about this. You guys did a piss poor job telling anybody about anything. He has to go through my property to get to the Crystal Water Flowage. That's not going to happen. So we can vote on this all you want. He's never going to get the easement from me. So we're wasting our time. It's crap that we have to go through this again. Last time I had to hire an attorney to do this. And O'Malley did this, what, 8, 9 years ago?
10.
Are we going to do this every 5 to 10 years? It's ridiculous. The park is killer. They're all right. We get every time they have a something at the school, they're parking over by Romy's, they're parking over by the farmhouse that used to be Schlater's. They're parking on the roads, they're parking everywhere. A park with parking would be great. They need it. The school needs it. Flowage. Wants to put a drainage. There's two drainage ponds, one in the front, one in the back. He's going to dump into the back. Even if I would give him drainage, which I'm not, how much is that going to flow? I've had water up to the back of my house, and I'm not built in the floodplain. My house is built in 06. I've had water up to the back of my house half a dozen times where I was like, oh my God, hey, I'm going to have water in my house. So how much water is that going to dump off from that field all in one direction to that? It's just too many houses. I think if he would have came to everybody in the neighborhood, everybody that's here, even one of us, Barb, me, Tony, everybody talks to everybody and said, hey, what can we do to make this palatable for everybody? Or the city would have done this. Probably something could have been worked out. I'm willing to work with them or with anybody. But I'm not going to do it for 20-some homes. And I told him that in the meeting I had with the gentleman just the other day. The alderman I talked to yesterday, he's not for this now because he realizes how much people are against this. Everybody that lives in this area is here that bought this property and then some. There's even one of my neighbors right there that live across the street that's away from it. We're passionate about this because it's too many homes. The traffic is insane for a small road that we're. We like the new roads. Thanks, guys. We really love them. Please don't tear them up again. And we know it ain't going to get assessed. He's going to pay for the water. But eventually, we all know we're going to be, in some way or another, we're going to be assessed for the water going by our homes. I won't because the pipeline ain't going to go past mine, but I'm sure all these people will. That's all I got to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Lee. No. All right, we're all going to agree we're going to break that clapping habit. Please. Well, we all know kind of why you're here. So clapping is just like adding more heat to the. Yes, sir. Good evening.
Ryan O'Donnell, 12020 West St. Martin's Road. First of all, the letter we received, I have lived in St. Martin's area, in St. Martin's itself for 40 some years, and where I am now at Harrisburg Intersection for 34 years. So I'm there 78 years. First of all, I never heard of this. Where is the intersection of Milwaukee Road and Harrisburg Road? There's no such thing. There has never been. It's wrong. So first of all, the information is wrong.
Can I see that, please?
Second paragraph.
Mr. Deedle.
There's no such road ever.
That's in the legal description.
All right, step back, young man.
It's in the legal description.
That's in the legal description of the parcel. Comes from way back when. Longer than 78 years ago.
Had to be before the Pope was Catholic.
Not so sure about that. But anyway.
All right. A number of things. First of all, some of the things already been addressed. About the school. When school is on now, especially this year, there is heavy traffic, and you can't even go towards Hales Corners on North Cape because the buses and cars to pick up their kids. And there's more parents picking up their kids than they are using the buses. You cannot go towards Hales Corners without going in the wrong lane when they're picking up the students. You cannot do it. The other thing is, on St. Martin's Road from the intersection going towards Test Corners, talking about speed, I live there. I see this every day. I've been to the police 3 times in the last year. They tell me, can we park in your yard? Park in my yard. But then they're going to see you. And I don't want to get anybody mad, but my feeling is the worst offenders are from Lake Brittany. Not only do they speed, but they don't stop. There's no stopping on that corner. And it ain't us people. We know the people right there. But from the corner of St. Martin's in North Cape going towards Test Corners, I told the police, I swear to God, by the time they get to the creek, they're going 70. To be fair, I'll say 50. No good. I don't see that many houses there. If I really think about this hard for myself, I've lived there all my life. To me, it's country. I grew up country. There's a lot of houses I wish weren't there from the past 40 years.
Do you want to name your neighbors? Good evening, Mr. Good evening, Mr. O'Donnell.
So that's that.
Thank
Anyways,
you know, you're running dangerously close to being the second guy tonight.
Yes, I understand.
Where I say, thank you, Mr. O'Donnell, for your
you're
comments.
Welcome. That's about it anyway.
Thank you very much. Anyone else? Anyone else? Step up to the mic, please.
Letter from a neighbor. She wasn't able to be here.
What is your name, please?
My name is Jeanette Pfister. I live at 7751 South North Cape Road.
Is that a long letter?
No, she just has like half a page. All right.
Now, what is the name of the person who wrote the letter and her address, please?
She is is Patricia Tim. She lives at 7543 South North Cape Road. So she lives right next to that property, the field. No?
It's okay.
All right, well, she lives close to it. I am a taxpayer, a strong voter. In my district, we do not want a crowded subdivision in our area. We bought in Franklin to avoid this, and we want to maintain a more spaced community. This is why we are paying larger taxes. We chose Franklin because our community reflects this charm. I have two small children, and traffic will be greater with more homes. Also, that combined with the new Muskego school on the other side of South North Cape Road, there will be a lot of traffic with the new school and crowded subdivision. It's notarized in case you don't believe it came from her.
It does not have to be notarized, but if you would give it to Mr. Deedle, he'll put it in the file.
And I just wanted to make a few notes or say something myself. When you talked about this meeting was properly noticed, I don't think it was. Even though I'm on the other side of the chain, this subdivision will affect me. I didn't receive notice. My neighbor did not receive notice on either side of me. So the Skeens. Milbergs also did not receive notice. I'm not sure why it was so selective.
Would you like me to answer that?
Yes.
Mr. Deedle, what is the notice requirement as per statute, ordinance?
To the property owners, not to renters. We have to send it 1 week, I believe, before the public hearing. Send it.
And what distance?
500 feet from the property.
Wow, so even though we live on North Cape, we were to be notified.
Depends on if you're 500 feet from that line or not.
I'm sure we're 500 feet.
Where's your house?
Area. We're on the other side of McShane, down.
Oh, you're down here?
Yeah.
You're thousands.
Thousands.
Well, these are probably, what, 120 feet? So you get to here, and you're done.
Well,
so anyway, neither here nor there.
I travel this road. I live in the area. My concern is, because of all those people that are supposedly going to be in that subdivision, are we going to have stoplights put up there?
The answer is no.
And I understand the incentive to the city of Franklin is the money that's going to come in from the taxes. But it is going to change the area. Once again, you have these people moving in. They're going to change the mindset of the area. My concern is St. Martin's Fair. What about Romy's? It's been there forever. I know it's grandfathered. But when these people come in there, I'll bet they don't like the fact that it's there. And that's going to cause issues. I know you say it's not a deal right now, but it may be. And also, if something goes wrong with my property, however many feet down, who's going to pay for that? I'm sure the developer is not going to pay for anything that would go wrong. I mean, I realize this is something, I don't know. I just want this to be taken into consideration before you go ahead with this.
Thank you. As I mentioned, this is the first step in a long... If you ask the developers, it's an interminable process. If you ask the neighbors, it's way quick, but...
Thank you, Mayor. Name's Craig Donze, D-O-N-Z-E, 19435 West Capitol Drive, Brookfield, Wisconsin. Creative Homes and their family have hired me to assist them with developing a conceptual layout for the subdivision and to present for rezoning petition to the city of Franklin. The petition was put together, again, it's a conceptual layout. You're very aware of the proposal that was done 10 years ago and some of the history with that project, particularly with the neighbors. And we appreciate them being here and, again, voicing their concerns. The subdivision, this version of subdivision was laid out to be substantially different from the prior alternative. The lots are considerably larger. These lots approach 6/10 of an acre. The minimum lot size, as proposed, is about 3,500 of an acre. Those are some of the largest residential lots in the city of Franklin. in a subdivision format in considerable time. We've been discussing with staff water main extensions, cul-de-sac lengths, stormwater and density at a conceptual level. That's where we are. We haven't done detailed design work. We won't do the detailed design work unless the property is rezoned. If it's not rezoned, the cost of the extension of the water main doesn't make sense. And so we're before you tonight to ask that you consider upzoning from R2 to R3 to allow for development of some of your larger, nicer lots that are missing from this part of town, and to assist with payment for the extension of that water main via the sale of lots.
Thank you, Craig. Mr. Prisbilla.
Thank you. My name is Rick Prisbilla. I'm the Comfort Life professional. I live at 9244 West Grandview Court. I've been a resident of Franklin for the last 35 years myself. I'm very proud of our city. I'm one of the largest.
Could you speak into the microphone, please?
Yeah. Yeah, Rick, face us, and then face us. You're speaking to us. Okay, thanks.
Been developing in the city for the last 33 years. In fact, even if you leave the city hall, I'm very proud of all of our subdivisions that we've done in the city. As you leave, we've done Willow Point subdivision right across the street. We've done Woodfield Terrace, which is located just to the east. We've also worked well with the city, even extending parkland and so forth and so on. But we've done probably in the neighborhood of about 15 different subdivisions. With this particular piece, we just think it's rather unique. There's no question that you have a very unique neighborhood. I do agree with all of that. When we looked at the lots on McShane, yes, they are around 40,000 square feet. However, a lot of the frontage is 120, 121, 122, 122 feet in width. So the acreage comes in the depth of the lot rather than the width of the lot. The reason, I'm just going to make some comments that were brought up from some of the individuals. The reason that stub road is there, it's just a kind of a hypothetical area to put it into. Could be moved, but it's really for the potential for if the neighbors ever do want to develop their land behind them.